tell the people to wait, turning on their receivers, to wait some minutes. In some minutes, the chief is going to communicate them what we are going to, what we want for the population.
Well, just a minute. If you take the gun out of my back, I'm going to transmit that to you. If you take the gun away. But I'm not speaking with a gun in my back.
Patrick, here we are sitting outside the radio station on John Street in Stanley, 25 years on. How do you feel listening back to that?
Well, I sit and cringe a bit, to be honest. I sort of think, why did I say that and why did I do that and I should have done it better, and you don't get a second chance in these situations. In fact,
I think you sounded remarkably composed, bearing in mind you had a gun pointed at your back.
Well, it wasn't quite as bad as that. I think that was a bit overplayed. I think they had guns around me and I was sort of trying to perhaps... basically sort of say to them, look, you know, unless the guns are moved around, I'm not going to be talking. And they duly took their guns out and put them in the passage with a lot of clatter and banging. And I was quite amazed because, you know, at the end of the day, they were really in charge, not me. But when I told them to stop smoking in the studio, they did. And I told them to stop shouting in the studio, and they did. So I was being a bit belligerent at that stage because I was pretty upset and annoyed and felt very despondent about the fact that... you know, the Argentinians were in and the flags were flying and that they'd taken over.
Did you have chance when you were on air? And you were on air for about, I think, 16 hours in total over that night. Did you really have time to think about what was actually happening here? You were reporting, as we've heard, the invasion from the outset. But did you yourself really have time to think about the implications of what was going on?
I think the defining moment was probably around about 1 o'clock in the morning, on the 2nd of April, when Sir Rex Hunt announced a state of emergency.
I must again warn people in Stanley to stay indoors. Anyone seen wandering on the streets from now on until further notice will be arrested by the security forces.
I believed up until that stage that somebody would stop them, the United Nations or President Reagan. That moment really hit me, and that's when I knew, wow, this is going to happen. Now what do I do? I've got Sir Rex's instructions to stay here and keep the radio station on for as long as possible. And that's exactly what he said. He didn't say any more than that, but I knew what he meant.